start?
I've never used it before, so I'm not sure what to do.
Okay, everybody. Say, this week's parsha is Parshas Tetzaveh. The Torah tells us the packet. Atat Tetzaveh is Bnei Yisrael v'yichu eilech Hashem and Zayin Zoch. L'zeh kedushmas Daniel Shena Bas Yeshua Falak. Atat Tetzaveh is Bnei Yisrael v'yichu eilech Hashem and Zayin Zoch. Tosi Shlomo Or. Lahalos near Tomik. The packet of Shemin Zayin Zoch. Avodas Hashem. Yeah. So, light the menorah. And the menorah Shemin Zayin Zoch is pure oil. Without impurities. Rashi says, Zoch belish morin. Moshe Shaninu b'menochas. Megargo b'rosh hazayis. And this is the menorah, the pure menorah. So, there's a sefer, the Tikkuni Zohar. It's a separate sefer than the Zohar. A lot of times people quote things from the Tikkuni Zohar and they say, oh, the Zohar says. But it's a separate sefer, also attributed to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. But it's called the Tikkuni Zohar. And there are a lot of very famous statements that are in the Tikkuni Zohar. That some people often say the Zohar says, but if they mean more Meduyuk, it would be the Tikkuni Zohar. So what is the statement that I want to focus on now on page 4 and 5? It says, the Oraisa below the Chilu Urechimu lo parchas le'elo. Oraisa is Torah, means Torah and mitzvahs. Below the Chilu Urechimu. The Chilu is Yira, Rechimu is Ava. But if you do mitzvahs and you don't have a regesh, you don't have the yira, the ava, you're just doing it very, you know, without any feeling of yira and ava. I wrote, lo parchas le'ela. So these mitzvahs are not going to go up to Shemayim. In other words, the idea being, when a person does a mitzvah. So, the mitzvah goes to the Kisei HaKavod, right? The mitzvah goes to Lufnei Hashem in the Kisei HaKavod. But if the Tikkun Zohar on page 4 and then 5 in the Tikkun, the 10th Tikkun, says Oraisa below the Chilu Rechimu, but if you have Torah, you have mitzvahs, and you don't have it with the Chilu Rechimu, with Yira and Ava, Lo Pachas Leila. That it doesn't go up. I mean, you did a mitzvah, you created something, but it doesn't shoot up to the Kisei HaKavod. And obviously, the higher Madrega is that our mitzvahs should go with Nei Kisei HaKavod and the Ezer Shem Mashpia, etc. So, in the Sefer Yitav Lev, he has a fascinating pshat here. First, in the pasuk in Bereishis, face Halech Anoch es Halukim, Ve'inenu ki lakach oso elokim. Right, the famous pasuk in Bereishis that Chanoch was a tzaddik and then he went up. What that means. So, if you look in the Yitev Lev in Parshas Bereishis, he says, he quotes Pasuk Kohelas, Umoso Adam and Abhema Ayin. So he says, you have a person who services Hashem. Bemis. So a lot of times, the people on a higher madrega, they have the bigger level of anava. The Moser Adam is the people who are a higher madrega. That's called Moser Adam. And then Min HaBehema are the people on the lower level. So why is that? Why is it Moshe Rabbeinu says Nachnu Ma? You would think that a person's on high madrega, he would realize all the mitzvahs he's doing, and he wouldn't say Nachnu Ma. So what's the pshat? So he has a fascinating pshat. He says, because it says in the Svarim, that's the Tikkun Zohar, Kel mitzvah delav iyu b'tchilu l'chimu lo parcha le'elo. In other words, if a person doesn't do a mitzvah with Yira and Ava, so it doesn't, the mitzvah doesn't go up. So where does the mitzvah stay? Here. So then this person, he's surrounded by all these mitzvahs because they never were parcha le'ela. They never went up. So that's why a lot of times these people think that they're greater than they are. But a person who serves Hashem be'emes, meaning with Ava and Yira, etc., b'dechilu rechimu, parchas le'ela, so his mitzvahs are what? Going to go up. For lo nishar po me'uma. And they're not going to be here at all. So he thinks, oh, I don't have any mitzvahs. But it's not pshat you don't have any mitzvah. Your mitzvahs are greater. Because your mitzvahs what? Were parcha le'ela. So you don't see all your mitzvahs metaphysically surrounding you anymore. He says, B'nei Aliyah nikraim Adam. B'nei Aliyah are the people on a great high madrega. They're called Adam. V'hamon am mechunim b'shem behema. And the hamon am is behema. They're the hamonam, who bechinas ayin. Shemisha orim b'das ke adam nechshav b'enei atzmo ke ayin. So he says, "Zeh v'ishalei Chanoch es alokim ve'inenu klomar." So Chanoch viewed himself as a big anav. What does that mean? So not the like simple pshat that he went up to Shemayim. Klomar, kol mitzvoso v'maisim tovim shalo lachach elokim u'porcha le'ela. Shalom nishar etzlo mu'uma k'nizker le'el. Ve'is halei chanoch es elokim, meaning he was on the high madrega of serving Hashem with what? B'dechilu urchimu. So his mitzvahs were what? Were porcha le'ela. So then ve'inenu. He doesn't see them anymore. Because those mitzvahs went into Shemayim. And he says, Zer Sha'omer HaKosov, he quotes a pasuk in Mishlei. I have the pasuk here. Here, take a look on page 10. Al Tiga L'Ha'ashir. So the Mitzvah Dovah says, L'harbos esik, l'harbos hon. Those don't work to get a lot of money. Bivinoscha chadal. What do you need so much money? Hasoif einecha bo ve'inenu. You're going to look at your wealth, and then it's gone. You can lose it. Ki also yasa lo knafayim. You know, the wealth is going to have wings, and it's going to go away. You know, it's not something that's what? That's permanent, necessarily. So don't just use your life just to get osher. But he has another fascinating pshat, the Yitav Lev, in that pasuk, a different pshat, on page 9. V'zeh sh'amar kosov al tiga l'ashir klomar. Shelo tavor Hashem al manas likore ashir v'al manas likabel pras. Whereas the avodas Hashem shouldn't be to be called a wealthy person to get riches. Lefamim ein adam mevin al atzmo im avodos al manas likabel pras or shelo al manas likabel pras. Because how does a person know what his real intent is? Lezel mar binosra chadal klomar shetuchel hovin me'atzmecha ofen avodosecha. Im einu karoy techtal mimenu. If they're not, it's not proper, don't do this type of avodah. How do you know? Hasoyif einecha bo ve'inenu. Ki also yoso lo krafayim. Lios porcha la'ila. U'mizet tucha lovin be'dirocha. Madre Goscha. Imatoch Hashu Beinecha al Korcha Hayavodosecha al Manas Lakabal Pras. In other words, if you do mitzvahs and you feel a gaiva out of it, so then you know that you're doing it Lakabal Pras. And therefore the mitzvahs are not Parcha Leila because they're not pure. Nishapav Imata Beinecha Ka'ayin, but if you have humility, as avodoscha beemes ki parcha leila. So that's what it means. Ki aso yaso lo knafayim. Your mitzvahs are going to have wings if you're doing it properly. Kolom lavod b'chilu chilu, and therefore they're going to what? They're going to be parcha leila. And that's what it says. Hasaif einecha bo veinenu. In other words, a person who sees that his mitzvahs are not around and he has humility. So what happened? Ki aso yasa lo knafayim kinesher of hashemayim, because, and that's chanoch. Veinenu, they all went up because kol araisa below the chilu chilu parcha leila. But if they're parcha leila, and therefore the parcha leila, you know, you don't feel the gaiva because they went up. So that's the highest madreka. So this the Yitav Lev now Parshas Tetzaveh ties it in on page 12. Oyomar v'atatetzave v'halos ner tomid alpi yadua ki ikar avodah shu masav l'shem shemayim. Quotes from the Rambam, Hilchos Tshuva, the ikar avodah is that your maisim should be l'shem shemayim. Ratzalomar bilti l'shem levado. Lo lispire v'lo almanas l'kabal paras lo miras ha'onesh. In other words, you shouldn't do it to get reward. You shouldn't do it from Miras Onesh, but rather Ki'im Miras Romulus Yisbarach Vavosom. You should do it out of awe of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Yiras Hashem Tahora. Zemar Shakosuv, page 13. Al Tiyaga L'Hashir. In other words, don't do it for the wrong reasons. Tim Titzel Adas Hashem Levavcha Im Mikoch Hisparus Ol HaNoscha. How do you know? Zeh Sha'omar b'minoscha chadal. Hashem b'vodcha chadal v'amolfez l'zeh ki hu l'pispar tis'oif ein b'yach bo b'inenu ki oso yosa k'nafayim. Hashem k'en avodo ha'imitis bilti l'Hashem l'vado hitikon la'ad b'altimod l'anetzach mor b'sfarim. Hinei, mishu b'chines ayin, b'chines ma v'eves v'ade ein b'li barach asas nach ruach l'fon av tzbarach. So that's the idea. You want to do nachas ruach l'Hashem. And if you do it out of the year of the Romus Hashem, not doing it for ulterior motives, then that's pure. And that's what he says over here on paragraph 13, page 13, Vihine, on the right side. He says, Zesha Omar Vata, Yikur Lecha, Shem and Zai, Suator Vamitzvahs. You want to do Shem and Zai Zoch, Belish Shmarim, without impurities. Chosis Lamor, Lahalos, Nim or Torah Tamir. Madlik Sheshalevus, Lomikor his Paris. So that's the halos near Tomid, and I guess that's all the mitzvahs go up. And it's parchala eila. See, a lot of times people do a lot of things, but not necessarily with the right intention and the right purity. But it's not Shem Zay Zoch. And it's Shem Zay Zoch, then Lhalos near Tomid. Laman Lhalos near Mitzvah or Torah Tomid. Al Zerom is Madlishet Shalheves Ola Me'aleh. The Lomikoch is Paris of Scharva Onishkim Lomalos Utsono. And that's the idea. That if you do it lishma, then it's parcha leila. Then the mitzvahs are parcha leila. And that's if you look here in the Lev Aaron on page 17. Atat Savas Bnei Israel, Yikur Lech Hashem and Zay Zoch. Tan Lishmei Mer, Mibnei Mad, Nimna Torin Israel, Mibnei Shei Ozen. Because why is the Torah given to Klal Yisrael? Because they're strong people. He says, "No, no, Lam Torah Shei Yaskubav." He Mateshes Kolchom Lachnas Libam. Veisha Torah. He says, how does the Torah teach us Midas Hanava? So because the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, it's called Omei Torah Lishma Malbashto Anova. And he says from his father, Biar Advar Kikah, Sher Yasek Adam Torah Hashem, the Pasuk in Iyov, Arucha Me'eretz Mida, Rechava Mina Yom. Torah is vast. So that gives somebody humility. Because you see how vast the Torah is. So you're not a Balgaiva. Alpiza Yishtafars HaKosuv, and that's Pshat. So if you have that Mida of Lashma and the Mida of Anova, and not the Mida of Hisparus, then it's Parchaleila. That's Chanoch. Veinenu Kilachachem So Elokim. A person who always seeing his mitzvahs because they weren't parcha la'ela. So he's becoming the Balgaiva. He says that that's the midah of Amalek. Vayova Amalek vayolochem in Yisrael berfidim. Darshu chazal shenikru shmo refidim b'shvil sharofu yideim min haTorah. And Amalek is gematria ram. It's 240. Because Amalek wants to give Klal Yisrael the mid of Gaiva. Zer Zhrov Yudim and Ator Lamola, Yoski Matora, as I Turk Doshim Atesh Kocham, Nas Libam, Loya Amol Zebi of Atat Saves Mne Israel, as Lomar Torah. Kiddis of Medrash, Maha Shem and Hazel Ora Laola, of Divre Torah, Ola La Omlom, Odeza Yakosis Lamor, Yukta the Yukta Lavavo, Lalos Ner Tomid, and that's the opposite of Amalek. And then he says, and that's Pshat, he quotes the Yitav Lev in page 19 by Chanoch. Then he says, Why is Moshe Rabbeinu? Came in Shavodoso because his avoda was what? B'dechilu Rechimu. Because if you don't b'dechilu Rechimu, it's parchaleila. So you don't see anything. Is that Sha'omar Vata Tetzaves Bnei Yisrael? Page 19 of the bottom. Hainu Moshe Rabbeinu. Ta is Moshe. Yitzaves Bnei Yisrael. He should give them the derech avoda. Shem Zay Zoch to do avoda with purity. And therefore, that kosis lamor. Kosis is yuchtad levavim. Kosis is cut down, meaning your heart will be humbled. Anova v'shiflos haruach, b'chol ma sha'iru b'tor v'mitzvah, l'alos ne'er tamid, ki kol ma'aseim yalu l'nachas, ruach v'Hashem, nasa ritzona. Everything will go up. Everything will go up. It will be parcha le'ela. And if it's parcha le'ela, then there's nothing to talk about. And that's we have the parsha of Amalek in Beshalach. And in the Beirich Moshe on page 25, he quotes the last paragraph, the Gemara in Brachas. La'olam yargiz adam yetzer tov al yetzer hara. You had to get rid of the yetzer hara. So what should you do? Nitzcho mutav, if you were successful, last two lines, good. Imlav yasok b'torah. If nitzcho mutav with the Torah, imlav yikar kriyashma. V'im nitzcho mutav, imlav yaskir yom hamisa. So Yeshua was the person who was battled the Yetzer Hara with Eisek HaTorah. Mesharso Yeshua lo mash min ha'olal. And Kalev Ruach HaKeres. What's the Ruach HaKeres? Haskaras Yom HaMisa, because he's the one who was Mishtateach on the Kivrei Avos. See, he had a different Mahalach. But he says, Esa Katorah brings a person to Anava, because as we said, as the Berach Moshe says, was Arucha Meretz Mida. It's vast. So he says that that's what in Parshat Tzitzis, the end of it. So what are the three ways? Is what? Is one is what? Yom HaMisa. One is what? Eisek HaTorah. And one is Kriyashma. So he says in Parshat Tzitzis, he says, Risa Masoz Chartem. The shorish of the mitzvah Tzitzis is the three mahalchim, because lovan is yom hamisa, like Rameir Pamishlan Berach Moshe says, teven itan lavadecha lovenim omri lanu asu ki avshe ilanu seichel tvunu hashuv Hashem. So even though we're not maybe smart enough to serve Hashem, but the white, you know, when you see somebody's white beard, white, that's zikna. So that is, you know, Zer Shomer Avalveinim Anu Lasu Shasaras Halvanus Anu Lasu Ritzon Hashem, because they're reminding us of old age. Chut Shal Tchelis is Lasuk B'Torah U'Kriyashma Ki Tchelis Dom Eliam, who remembers Aleisek HaTorah, because the Torah is Rechava Mina Yam. It's vast. So the chutei alavan is representing zikna, and the chutei tchelis is representing Torah and Kriyashma. Romez al kabol soma shemayim vuaitza shal yikra Kriyashma, and that Rabosai is basically the message here. Atat Tzave as Bnei Yisrael Hichu Elech Hashem Zayin Zoch. In other words, of course, we can never do something totally pure, but as pure as we could be, then our mitzvahs are parcha le'ela. Because the Tikkun is ourselves, kol araisa, but lo dechilu rechimu, lo parcha le'ela. But if it's dechilu rechimu, you're doing it l'shma, you have an ava, yira, you're not just doing it for kavod, you're not just doing it for mammon, then it's lalos there, tamid. And then it's kosis, it's going to create another, because you're not going to see it anymore. It's parcha le'ela. The people who their mitzvahs are not so chashev, they stay here, they don't go up. Then he sees that he's always surrounded by mitzvahs, so he thinks he's great. That's chanoch, ve'inenu. The mitzvahs are not here. They went to Himmel. And that's the idea, that mitzvahs, ma'asim tovim, have to have the regish, have to have the sincerity against the Amalek. Amalek is all about gaiva. Amalek is all about blowing things out of proportion. Amalek b'mashia ram. And that, Bez Hashem, is the Haganah of the Anava of Amalek. Which when the mitzvahs went up, and you don't see them, that humbles the person. That humbles the person. You know, the opposite of Amalek, where everything is... See, everything, and this, you know, the falsity is all about advertising. You had to advertise. And that's the advertising is lo parcha le'ela. So it's all here. So you advertise and advertise. It's all parcha le'ela. Because it's the false advertisements. That's Amalek. Just make advertisements. Advertise and advertise. But the true anav, the true derech is Moshe Rabbeinu. It's parcha le'ela. It's parcha le'ela. So you don't have the advertisements. You have Hatznei Alecha Sim Hashem Elokecha. It's Bechilu Rechimu. It's parcha le'ela. And that's the opposite. The Shem Zayin Zoch is the opposite of all the advertisements, and that's Avodas Hashem Beir of Ava Kehagana Megeus Shalom Malek.